This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Beowulf.
I'm Rylea.
And nice to have you back, Rylea. We missed you last week.
Sorry, thanks guys.
Hey, stuff happens. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about one of the topics you suggested recently, which was about games we've never finished and why.
Nice. So, I always think it's interesting to, you know, because some reasons can vary.
Oh, sure. Anyway, would you like to start us off?
Sure. Yeah, actually. So one of the games that I absolutely love, and you'll hear me talk about more than once throughout the course of our conversations, is Vampire the Masquerade. That game came out, gosh, I think it's like 12 years old now, something like that. It's pretty old, you know, in gaming standards. Came out for the PC, and actually Beowulf bought it for me because I loved it so much. I was so excited when it came out, and he bought it for me as a gift for my birthday, I think it was, that year. And I absolutely loved the game. The premise of it was really interesting. I don't know how much I should go into it, but essentially, you know, you're a brand new vampire and you have to navigate the powers and the politics of being a vampire and following the rules of the masquerade, which, for those who aren't familiar, is you're not allowed to expose vampires and the existence of vampires to, you know, people in general, you know, normal people. You're supposed to be in hiding all the time. And when you violate those rules, there are consequences to that. And the game was, you know, There were definitely shortcomings to it, but at the time it was really, you know, it was kind of groundbreaking, at least from my perspective, because for me it really seemed like a role-playing game that didn't get a lot of attention, or a genre really that didn't get a lot of attention in video games. So anyway, I played it, I loved it, and then I couldn't finish it. And in this case, it started as I actually got to a part that was at the time a little too intense for me. It was actually this haunted house that you had to go through, and it was very well done. You know, there was the people, the shadows in the corner, and, you know, you'd turn around and there'd be nothing there. There'd be all these movements and things falling down and flashbacks that you'd walk into a room and you'd basically the mansion burned down. I don't want to give away too much of the story, but it was so intense that I actually had to make sure the lights had to be on. I'm not one of those people that can immerse too much. Like, some people get into these really scary horror games and they turn all the lights off and they put their headphones on and they like just live in that little place. And I can't do that. My imagination is too rampant and I freak myself out. And basically I freak my own self out of this game. Right. Because it was good, and, you know, it really immersed me and I was really freaked out. And I got busy for a bit. I think that's when I bought my house. And so I came. Oh, and the other thing was, you guys got me into WoW right after that. Lord. So I took
We got you into WoW? You're the one who got us into WoW.
You got me into WoW, BLS.
Yes, but she got me into WoW.
So Jason got me into it. So you're right. It was Jason.
Everyone blame your son.
I know. It's so funny.
It's his fault.
Oh my gosh, we have to do an episode about this experience too. Anyway, but long story short, he got me into this, and I just stopped playing the game for a bit, and it was kind of a relief because WoW was not terrifying. But then I don't know, maybe 6 months or a year later, I'm like, man, I really need to finish this game because I, you know, and I'd had a crash, right? So I'd lost my save. So I had to start over. No big deal, right? I wasn't like, you know, months of gameplay or anything. But in the meantime, the operating systems had advanced enough that the game started being really glitchy and not, you couldn't play it very well. Oh. And so I put it away. And that game, if I remember correctly, there were always some like technical issues with it. Right. Because this was also, this was, I think, one of the earlier kind of ideas of the open world. Like they tried really hard to get to that place. And for the limitations of that time, I think they did a really good job. But basically, I was never able to successfully play it again because there would be all these weird glitches and lockups and things like that I hadn't been able to move past. So that is... It's a game. It's still on my list. I actually own it on Steam. I just haven't been able to find a stable platform to play it on.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. That took up a lot more time than I expected.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, good. Maybe we'll only talk about one this time.
I kind of decided the 30-minute time limit with three hosts really isn't viable anymore. So we're going to go longer than normal.
Gotcha.
Anyway, Bayless, how about you? What's the first game you'd like to talk about?
I love this game, but I hate this game. It's Final Fantasy Tactics. It's basically a squad-based strategy game. But what makes it so cool is you've got this huge list of jobs. And almost every single character can train for almost every single job. I mean, there are some that are gender-based, so, I mean, the male characters can't do the female jobs, but basically there's still this huge ton of jobs you can do. And if I was a more focused player, I could choose, you know, I'm going to have this character be this. You know, this is his final form, and this character's going to have this final form, etc. Go through all these different characters so that when I reach the final fight, I've already got it mapped out and boom, done. But that's not the kind of person I am. I'm a collector.
So yeah.
The main character is going to learn and max out every single job that he's able to have, and he's going to have every single skill that you can buy for each job. And that takes a shit ton of grinding. And I usually get, you know, 2 or 3 in-game years worth of work before I'm just burned out on grinding, so I set it aside for a couple months, and when I come back, I forget where I'm at, and so I end up starting over, and I repeat the cycle over and over and over again. It's a fantastic game. It is tons and tons of fun, but that mentality I have just makes this game so hard to overcome.
Yeah.
And the most irritating part of it, I do love my son. But he took my game card and he erased it because he wanted to have a game card to use of his own, and he didn't ask. He just erased everything on it. And I was at the final fight, and I had everybody fully out, fully done, and he erased it.
And he's still alive.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Just freaking close to beating the game.
Oh my god.
And then it's gone. Plus, I had another huge game on there that I had like, I don't know, it was like 30 plus hours on it. Gone.
Jeez. That's harsh.
But, you know, it is what it is, and I've learned from that. And my save cards are stashed away.
Yeah.
Have been ever since.
Nice.
Oh my goodness.
But it truly is a fun game. The only downside to it, and other than, you know, the grinding, in my opinion, is the storyline. It's an epic storyline, but it is so chock full of cliches that it really starts to bug you after a while.
Wow.
Emotionally taxing. You're like, eye roll.
Yes. So how about you?
Well, yeah, you guys have been very positive so far, and that's great and everything, but I need to kind of turn it the other way. And
no.
I know they're popular. I know this is a beloved company that has done what many games that are considered just masterpieces of their genre, but Telltale Games, y'all suck. And you sucked the hardest with your Game of Thrones game. It's not that I can't finish your game. It's that I refuse to. I hate this game so much. It's
tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, wow.
I see that on my Steam list, and I want to just delete it. But I paid money for it, and it's, you know, all the other little things. I can download the whole game because I was so excited for a Game of Thrones game made by such a reputable and, you know, well-known and awesome company. Everyone loves their work. And it sucks.
What do you hate about it? Because I made it through like episode 4 and I own it. I just haven't, it's one of those I haven't finished yet. But I'm dying to know what you hate about it.
Well, I would like a game that isn't just quick time events, please.
Oh, right.
That's literally all it is. Had I known that, I never would have bought it. I mean, yes, there is the illusion of some play, like when you get to Winterfell, you can wander around the lower section, you know, the open, like I was telling Bealis in the pre-show, where you first walk in the gates, you've got that open courtyard. That was the word I was looking for earlier.
Yeah.
And there's like 4 people that you specifically need to talk to. You can talk to them in whichever order you prefer, but you still have to talk to them and do these specific things. And in the end, I've played it, tried to change things up, and there is literally no difference. It always goes the exact same way. There is no choice at all. These characters will die. These characters will live. Period. That's it. And if you don't do the quick time events precisely correct, you're screwed, which is not good. I am getting arthritis in my hands and I can't react quite as fast as it wants me to.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm a dirty casual and I don't raid any longer.
Right.
So
I can see what you're talking about. I think I understand based on my playthrough what you're talking about.
Now, I'm sure people enjoy it. And there was one point where there was a fight. Your character went to a camp and you had to fight like 3 guys on your way to Winterfell. That actually felt fun. It almost felt like a real fight and that I had choices. But it was do these quick time events in this order at these specific times or you're dead and you have to do it again. Oh, wait, you did it wrong again. Do it again. Oh, you messed up. Do it again.
So rather there being a consequence for, like for example, Walking Dead, when you messed up, a lot of the times, it wasn't that you died. It was that, you know, there was a consequence for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the story went forward. But not in Game of Thrones, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying this character has to do these things in this way, or you're done.
Gotcha.
And then, oh, I finally get through that first section, and I'm not going to, you know, it's an older Telltale games, but still, I'm not going to spoiler it, but let's just say Ramsey Bolton was Ramsey Bolton, and right. Then you go to the next section, and it's in King's Landing. Completely different characters. You know nothing. Just jump right into there. You're playing this guy's sister now. And what the living fuck? So, I can't do it. I won't do it. I'm done.
Fair enough. We all have our things. I'm going to finish it. But, well, I mean, but when, right? It's not high on my priority list right now.
Go ahead and let me know how it goes.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to see it.
You know, you're not. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
No, and I won't be. I love Game of Thrones, so I was interested for the story.
Right.
The gameplay itself makes me want to stab myself in the eye.
We can't have that.
No.
You need both of them. Awesome. Well,
So can you beat that, Relia?
See, I haven't. I don't have a game that I hate that I could think of right now. My other game that I haven't finished yet is it. You're gonna laugh. It's a game I've actually talked about several times now. Witcher 3, because I don't want it to end. Like and this is honest to goodness. Like I am at end game, right? I finished up one of the DLC. I need to finish up the other one. I'm in the middle of that and also just cleaning up side quests and stuff. But this game, it's open world and it's very dynamic, right? And there are literally hundreds and hundreds of little side quests, right? Mm-hmm. It's just astonishing really how much content there is in this game. And like I had mentioned before, it's based on a series of basically fantasy mystery. You know, he's basically a fantasy detective. It's like a fantasy detective series. And so, you know, this fella, this really amazing, beautiful fella goes around and like, you know, helps people by killing monsters and whatnot. And, you know, but he also will address, you know, things like bandits and bad guys, you know, normal people, and gets himself into all kinds of shenanigans by involving himself in what normal people do. And there's just, I mean, I could probably sit down and run across the universe in this game. And there's probably still over 100 side quests that I could pick up if I felt like running to all these places.
Wow.
And I could do all of that. And then I could get to the end game. And then I'd have to watch him make out with Yennefer, a fucking Vengaberg, stupid bitch. But, and I guess I just don't ever want to do that. Like, I just want to keep the illusion in my mind that that I get to play this game forever. But at some point I will have to, you know, bite the bullet because I do want to see how this story ends. And I keep hoping that, you know, someday they'll try again. You know, they'll keep telling his stories in another game because this game is just so much fun and it's so well made. Just really, really awesome. But that's my thing. It's like, it's my favorite game in the world, but I haven't finished it because I just can't bring myself to let it end. Wow. I suck. So, yeah, I don't think I beat that at all. I don't think I beat you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to buy the Game of the Year edition of that. Just get it all in one package.
Do you have a console? Or no. Would you play it on PC? I play it on a console, actually. And I think it would probably be just as fun on PC. But Witcher 2 had some issues on the PC. So just do your research and stuff before you do it. You don't own a console at all.
I do not. Right? I am PC Master Race.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, just make sure that you don't... But, I mean, it's available on Steam. And I'm telling you, it's just... I love it. It's absolutely wonderful. It's probably my favorite game of all time that I've ever played, except Mass Effect. That's another good one that I love. But this one is better for different reasons. Like Mass Effect, the story was absolutely the best part of the game. And with Witcher, it's the stories are amazing, but it's the gameplay is very immersive. I mean, there's almost no difference between battle and story in Witcher 3. As far as like the aesthetic, it's absolutely beautiful. You'll see.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely recommend it. Okay, shutting up.
You don't have to shut up.
Now, based off of our pre-show discussion, BLS, I'm sensing a trend here.
Oh, yeah. See, the way she feels about The Witcher, I feel about Skyrim.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that game, and I just don't want it to end. So I'm not even trying to finish the get to the final boss battle in the game. I'm too busy just screwing around in the open world. I mean, there's so much to see. There's so many places to go. When the game was originally being talked about, I watched a video where one of the developers was saying, you know, when you're playing around in game and you look off in the distance and you see this high mountain peak, you can actually go there. And it was one of those things like, I've been trying and I've been able to get to all these places. If you see it, you can pretty much get there. It might take you a lot of exploring, but that's part of the fun.
Wow.
And it takes me a long time to get places when I'm just, you know, walking because of the build I have. I'm a stealth archer, so I stealth most places. Mm. Don't ask me why. It's just habit. But it's fun. It's one of those things where, you know, there's this giant roaming around in a camp and you're sneaking around in stealth and you just go, pop, one shot, and he just goes, blit, and falls over dead.
Blit.
So you just go over and loot him and you move on. I'm sniping the shit out of everything in game. And if it takes more than one snipe, then it's a pretty badass monster.
Nice.
Because I'm walking around in the best gear with the best weapons, the best arrows. I mean, pretty much the best of everything. And yeah, I've got like 300% damage when I'm stealthing, so
wow.
Oh, especially when you crit, then it's just, you know, it increases the damage even more. It's some ridiculous build, but I'm having fun. But
that's
it's the
awesome.
Same thing. I love the game. I don't want it to end, so I'm not even trying to get to the end of it. I may or may not ever finish it. I probably will because I really do want to see that final fight.
Hmm.
Well, and I've heard there's even a secret fight. You know, there's a secret boss battle in there somewhere, so I haven't discovered.
Huh. Well, isn't there like player-made DLC as well that you can get that have new stories and whatnot?
I've just gotten the 3 or 4 downloadable contents that they've had, like Homestead, Dragonborn, and I can't remember the other one.
Yeah, I know they've got that stuff, but I thought there was like mods that actually included some story content.
Yeah, but I'm really leery of mods. You never know what you're going to get with them. And some of them absolutely ruin the game because it changes characters or it changes something that just
takes something away from the game. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm really leery about mods in general.
Yeah.
I mean, like with Freelancer, you know, one of the mods they put on there was where it changed all the ships to Star Wars vessels.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's fine. That's okay. But in something like Skyrim, if you were to change, you know, all the characters to, you know, like Nazis or something, it just would ruin the game.
Yeah. Tim, I can relate to that. I was actually watching my sister play that game. It was actually my stepson. And there was a mod. And, well, I had to remember which person showed me which thing. Because they both play the game. But he was either playing with a mod or watching a mod on YouTube, but it was there's this scene at the beginning, right, where there's this big event that happens and this big thing comes. I'm trying not to spoil it, but I don't know if it even matters. But anyway, it turns the big monster into fucking Thomas the Tank Engine.
What? Oh my god.
So literally you've got Thomas the Tank Engine flying around above your head and then coming down and like messing your shit up. And he's like, just got this big stupid grin on his face, like Thomas the Tank Engine. It was hilarious. But I can see your point there. Like there, some of the mods are just like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a purist, right. Or at least I try not to be a purist, but some things just don't belong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about you, Joe?
Well, actually, sticking with a positive theme, I can't believe we only had one game we felt negative about today. I'm going to talk about Rebel Galaxy, which I believe you and I mentioned for the show we did for last week with the reboots.
Yeah.
You were talking about Freelancer, and I believe I mentioned Rebel Galaxy because it's the closest.
I went out and bought it.
Yeah, it's the closest thing out there to a spiritual successor to Freelancer. And
it is as close as you can get without actually being Freelancer.
I know, right? And I love it. It is great. The gameplay is fun. It's not quite Freelancer, but it is still very fun. It has, you can run around, you can do all these side quests, lots of stuff to do. And I've barely gotten into the second section because I didn't spend enough time in the first section where, I didn't build up enough. I don't even think I bought an upgraded ship. I just, improved what I could on the ship I had and followed the story into the next section. And now I'm stuck. I could get back, but I'm technically overpowered for that stuff. And I'm hitting a wall on the story content in the second section where basically everything kicks my ass and most side quests are kicking my ass. So it's frustrating. I love the game. Huge fun. I need to start it over. And then I go, I could be playing an MMORPG instead. Because, I like some single-player games, and if I were going to play a single-player game, it would be Rebel Galaxy. Because I'm a Firefly fan and a Freelancer fan, and it's kind of the best of both.
Right.
But why deal with the frustration of restarting everything when I could just go log into WoW?
Yeah.
So I've got all these other single player games I gotta play. I gotta play Skyrim, which I've barely started, and I'm thinking about Witcher 3, although I probably might as well start with the original Witcher and work my way through the whole series.
Honestly, I'm looking at it on Steam right now because I was going to send you links after the show. You can get the trilogy for $36.
Wow.
But I don't think that it... I'm guessing you think that that's high, right?
No.
For as old of the... Okay, good. Because, you get a lot of stuff. Now, if you do it that way, you can get the DLC also, or you can get the Game of the Year edition that has the DLC for Witcher 3, but it doesn't have the first two games. So you've got options.
Right.
That's what I did. I got Witcher 3 with the two DLC.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking I'll wait till the end of the year sale on Steam because steep discounts there. Probably pick up the Game of the Year edition and then just pick up 1 and 2 with or without their DLC, whatever I can get there. And
yeah, I don't think there's even DLC for 1 or 2. But just a fair warning, 2 has a known issue on the PC. I don't know, not everybody has it, but sometimes it locks up at a certain place and you can't finish it.
Oh, that sucks.
We'll read into it before you buy it, that's all. Just letting you know.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. So, does anyone else have anything to go with?
Nope.
I think we're good. This was very enlightening.
Right on. So before we finish, I'd like to talk a little bit about yet another show on the Game and Entertainment Network, which is the podcast network we're a part of. And that would be How Is This Movie? Which kind of is a step aside from the other content you generally think of with the Game and Entertainment Network. But it's Game and Entertainment Network. Dana over at HITM talks about movies, talks about television, and he's very knowledgeable about it. Really puts out a very polished and professional show, does great interviews, but moreover, just really digs in to his subjects. Like when he goes in and talks about Halloween, which was a recent show, and things like that. I've listened to him just totally dig into and really give really great analysis of movies. I mean,
that's cool.
More so than you're going to see from, you know, an Angry Joe review of the latest movie that came out down the line. Oh, I thought this was really exciting and everything. No, he gets into it. But better still, if you go back and listen, go through his library, is listen to his, you know, I don't remember what he calls, Tales from the Theater or whatever he calls them. He tells some stories of when he's gone to the theater and his experiences there. And they're usually funny as hell. And you can sit there and go, yep, yep, I've dealt with that problem. Uh-huh. And yep. It's just great. It's a really great show. And so you definitely should check that out at TGENetwork.net. Look for How Is This Movie? It's kind of easy to see.
Right on.
Anyway, so I guess that's it. You can always find us on Facebook at, you know, look for Pixels and Dice. And we're on Twitter at... And of course, we're on the internet at gamingstuff.website. So until next time, I'm Scormus.
I'm Beowulf.
I'm Raylia.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.